Well, Cain Velasquez didn't need the Mod Squad last night to back him up. No, that's all right. They could have left Clarence Williams and those guys at home. Straight up, he needed no assistance in dispatching Antonio Bigfoot Silva. I got to tell you, the guy is huge. I mean, he's got a head that's like bigger than the normal. He sort of looks like Magilla Gorilla, and I mean that in a funny type of way, not in a critical type of way. But he's just got the physical makeup of a gorilla. He just is. I'm trying to mince my words here, but there's no mincing him. He looks like a gorilla. Well, last night, the gorilla got beaten on by Cain Velasquez, not for the first time, the second time in like a year and a day. I think it was a year and a day ago, May 24th, 2012, when they engaged in a fight in Las Vegas, a three-round heavyweight fight. Of course, Cain Velasquez coming back from his title loss about 6 months earlier to Junior Dos Santos. He's coming back in this big comeback fight, and he looks good against Silva. He destroys Silva. You look at my website, ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. You'll see the carnage. I mean, the crimson, the mayhem. I mean, good Lord, that was one of the most brutal beatdowns I've ever seen in anything. I mean, even the choreographed world of professional wrestling. I mean, I've never seen a guy bleed like this. I'm serious. He was like a stuck pig. The bottom line was Antonio Silva did not belong in the ring again. Didn't belong in the ring with Cain Velasquez the first time. Okay, but the second time, that was pushing the envelope a little bit too much. And I tell you, the UFC people, they've done well. Their marketing plan, the fact that they've turned this into a billion-dollar entity. It's worldwide. They've got UFC, the Ultimate Fighter in India. They've got it in Brazil. They've got it going on in the UK. I mean, this truly is a worldwide phenomenon, okay? But last night, asking people to pay $70 to watch a fight that lasted a minute and 21 seconds, and very predictably, I mean, it wasn't like there was people out there saying, well, you know, Bigfoot's going to do better this time. Wasn't one person I saw or talked to in the lead up to UFC 160 that told me Bigfoot Silva or felt that Bigfoot Silva had any kind of chance at all. I mean, this is the Don King syndrome. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, when Don says he's got two chances, Slim and none, and Slim just left town. Well, guess what? Slim left the country when it was in the case of Antonio Silva to face Cain Velasquez. A year after getting throttled, getting beat down in the manner in which he did, I just don't think that you can psychologically recover from that. I mean, in boxing, you lose a fight, you don't get destroyed too often. I mean, he was destroyed. I cannot, on the radio, just explain it to you, the carnage, the mayhem, the beating. I mean, I turned my face away from the screen a couple of times. That's how brutal Cain was pounding down on this guy, Antonio Bigfoot Silva. But Bigfoot Silva, of course, he had lost to Daniel Cormier. Cormier was on the show a few weeks ago. Of course, the former Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix champion. And he said that, you know, he thinks that he thought that Cain was going to win, but that, you know, Silva had this mindset that he was a fighter. Yeah, but when you're an inferior fighter, I was a fighter. I am a fighter still to this day. Okay? I fight every day of my life. Anyway, but when you're a fighter, you have that fighter mentality, you know, that you're going to win. That you're gonna, no, not really. Not when you're facing, like, King Kong. When you're going in there against King Kong, you know, basically, I'm talking about an insurmountable champion like Cain Velasquez, a guy that is probably going to be going beaten for quite a long time. I mean, he's got the cardio. He's got the boxing. Now, he's got the boxing down. I mean, last night, it was a right hand, a straight little right hand. Looks like a little boxing right hand. Boom. Caught Silva on the chin, dropped him to a knee, and that was it. It was all over, like in a minute and a half. But boom. Lights out. 121. The referee, Yamaguchi, said that was enough. And I have to agree with him. I mean, I think Silva agreed with him. Everybody agreed with him. But again, should the fight have been made? I mean, why didn't they put, like, Scott Cuddy or Kevin Perry or Pedro Fernandez in with this guy? Because bottom line is, that's what Antonio Bigfoot Silva, that's the equivalent of the competitive level that he brought into a fight with Cain Velasquez. None. Absolutely none. Got licked like a stamp. Didn't have a moment in the fight last night. Nobody expected him to. It was a letdown. Let me tell you, you could have taken 350 milligrams of, like, UFC Viagra last night, okay? It wouldn't have worked. It just would not have worked. It wasn't the card. It wasn't the show. I mean, Glover Teixeira looked great. I mean, as I told you, he was the man. He is the man. He was the star, the upcoming star at 205 pounds, a Brazilian that hasn't lost since 2005. He's on an 19-fight winning streak. Glover Teixeira took out James Tahuna. He is the real deal. Kyle Kingsbury, our UFC analyst, of course, the UFC light heavyweight fighter himself, told me that Glover is the real deal. Let me tell you, there are a couple of real deals at 205 pounds, the light heavyweight division. Glover's one of them. Gustafson's one of them. Okay, and then you've got the champion, the invincible John Jones. Who can defeat John Jones? I mean, he's got all these physical attributes, 6'4", you know, the longest reach in combat sports history, boxing or anything like that. I think he's got longer reach than, like, Wilt Chamberlain almost. And Wilt was, like, 7 foot tall. Remember Wilt? He was going to fight Muhammad Ali back in 1965, and then he chickened out. He was an NBA player, said to have went to bed with over 10,000 women. Way to go, Wilt, I guess. Anyway, when you look at the entire product, and last night, the only thing that stood out, as I said, was Glover Teixeira. Yes, there were a lot of fights. Yes, there were a lot of knockouts. In fact, my cousin Al, we watched a fight over at Ricky's Sports Theater, the number two ranked sports bar in all of America, so says Sports Illustrated Magazine. But we watched a fight over there courtesy of Ricky Ricardo and his lovely wife, Tina. And Al was saying that he was loving these first-round knockouts. My cousin was loving these first-round knockouts. Well, he's not a student of the game. He's not an analyst. He's not somebody that's paid to look at boxing or look at MMA and break it down. He's just a fan. And I guess the fan sort of dug that. You know, these early knockouts, they had to stick in filler fights and tape fights and all kinds of stuff to live up to this broadcast last night to make the cable companies happy, to make the viewers somewhat content. I mean, but after spending $70 for basically a minute and 21 seconds of action, I think it's a bit of a ripoff. I really do. And that would have been, that should have been a card that the UFC will not... They won't move off their position. I think some of these cards, they ought to surprise people and say, you know what? We're going to throw a card on CBS. We're going to throw a card on ABC. We're going to do something. We're going to do something different. We're going to do something outside the box. I mean, all they want to do is stuff with Fox TV. Big deal. Fox is cool. They got the shows, the quarterly shows on the main Fox TV, and now we're going to a Fox Sports 1. I think the last show, I kept saying that a couple of weeks ago, the Ultimate Fighter, I think they're back the UFC in Brazil, was the last FX show, but now it looks like last night was the last show on FX cable. Of course, that's a Fox TV product, and of course, UFC signed that multi-million dollar, many-year deal with the Fox TV about, what was that, November 2011? Their first card was December 2011. Of course, Cain Velasquez losing the heavyweight championship to Junior Dos Santos. Speaking of Dos Santos, he was a winner. Yeah, he was. He took out Mark Hunt. It was sort of predictable. I mean, you got a good boxer in there against a guy that's slow, fat, overweight, and, you know, he's a good puncher. Mark Hunt's a good puncher. I mean, he's rocked some guys. I've seen him break a couple bones with his right hand, okay? But he's got to hit you. And he's so slow. He's like syrup. I mean, as far as fighters are concerned, he's like syrup. Yeah, Junior Dos Santos got hit a few times. Yes, Junior Dos Santos didn't look as great as he had looked in the past. But he gets a guy like Mark Hunt, who's like 265 pounds, and then he's sweating down to get to that. So he's probably walking into the octagon, maybe about 280, 285. He's a big, burly guy. I mean, he's not taller laying down than he is standing up, but he's a fat guy so, to an extent, okay? And Dos Santos, the Brazilian striker, the boxer, of course, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert, the man that's an iconic figure in this country, no question about that. I mean, he's done all kinds of charitable work. We've had him on the show in the past. Hey, do you remember that time we had him on the show? And I asked him a couple of questions, and everything was going really good. I mean, you know, he's Brazilian, so he doesn't speak the greatest of English, and he's trying to learn and things like that. So the interview is going so good, and they're telling me, Pedro, don't get too deep on him, you know, because his English is not all that good. So anyway, I'm throwing these short passes, little 10, 20-yard passes here and there. You know, he's catching them. He's running with them and this and that. So I threw him like an 80-yard pass, and he got stumped. And the interpreter, somebody in the background, you know, tell him exactly what to say. Tell him this, tell him that, tell him this. So I heard the guy in the background. I thought that was sort of cute. Scott Cuddy tried to edit that out, but he couldn't, so... Junior Dos Santos, a winner last night versus Mark Hunt. Of course, now a loser in only two of his MMA contests. My man, Cain Velasquez, who's probably going to hook up with Junior Dos Santos again for the third time. I guess that's the fight. You know, I mean, that's the fight that is going to be made by the UFC. I don't know how much of it is really a fight that people want to see. They're clamoring for. I just don't know if anybody's clamoring for a heavyweight title fight. I think Cain Velasquez may have dropped the ball a little bit by fighting Bigfoot Silva. In other words, and, you know, you've got people probably talking negatively, you know, during this week about the UFC. Yeah, I spent $60 on the UFC last week. It was a bunch of crap. Everybody got knocked out quick. You know, the heavyweight championship was a minute and 21 seconds. You know, that's when you have a disgruntled pay-per-view fan, and he's vocal about it. It will slash the throat on your market, on your buys. It just will. I mean, I'm telling you, because one person tells another person, and it goes, and you think it doesn't, but that's the way it happens. That's the way it goes down. And I think that UFC 160 will go down as probably the weakest pay-per-view event in UFC history. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk, and you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.